Town of Moreau, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, Wednesday, July 27th, 2022, 7:01 p.m.
Need to order. And has anybody heard from Justin?
He picked his packet up, and that's it.
As far as we know, he's coming.
Okay. Well, we'll start with that. We do have minutes from July 27th, but I'm not sure I have all the... Or not July, that's today. It's April 27th, I believe, right? Is that the latest meetings? We don't have from last meeting.
I don't believe you have those yet.
Okay, but what we have is April 27th.
I don't want to get them.
Well, I think it was a new package, in the package.
It was maybe in yours, son. No. Check with the grant application. No? Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't remember putting needed minutes in.
No.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
If they're not in the package, then just hold off.
Yeah, we don't have a chance to roll.
Let's do that. Okay. You won't worry about that. There's no old business that we need to take care of. So we'll move right to the first and only appeal, which is appeal number 846, which is an area variance request. The applicant is seeking to place a prefabricated 10-foot by 14-foot accessory building shed on the existing lot, tax map number 49.68-1-23 at 19 Woodlawn Avenue. The proposed location of the shed will be 9 feet from the side property line. The side yard setback from the accessory building in the R1 district is 12 feet. Therefore, the applicant is requesting 3 feet of relief from the required side yard setback. All other dimensional and use aspects of the proposed accessory building comply with the requirements of the R1 district.
Well, we have a duly noticed and authorized public hearing scheduled at 7:01.
Okay. So we'll open the public hearing, and I'm going to ask if there's been any correspondence.
No written correspondence was received, although the applicant did indicate.
The neighbor.
Yeah, they had a statement from their neighbor approving of the.
The side, the setback would be if we grant it on that side.
Yeah. The closest neighbor has submitted a statement of denying opposition and support.
And I'm just, can you come up and just show us where the, I'm not clear. This is your lot, right?
Yep.
Is that marked on there? Is that where the...
So the shed's going to go right next to the garage right
next
here.
Garage.
Right next to the garage right there.
So this is not...
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's the pool.
Okay. All right. I just see a mark. So
yeah.
So what you're doing is you're trying to get you so that you store your equipment so you can get rid of that.
Especially the snow blowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And there will be a 9-foot setback?
Yes, and I did instruct her for that from the edge of the E.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought she mentions in there that there's a lot of sheds in the same, in that area, and I did notice that. And her shed, if we choose to grant this, won't look any different than an awful lot of them.
Yeah, that neighborhood is probably the densest one in the town in terms of activity and stuff because of the small lot sizes there. You do see quite a, close proximity to the patios and decks and sheds and garages and so on and so forth. So. And that's just by virtue of the lot size.
Yeah, lot size is narrow. I think driving down the road, if we choose to grant this, it won't look, it won't even look to the average person like it did anything. It won't look different,
Your sketch showed me that. I just didn't look at it.
It's okay.
Yeah, the picture she drew works really well.
Yeah, see, that's in the picture.
That explains it very well.
And And I would note that this is also a type 2 action under SECR, obviously, as an area variance.
So there's no SECR required?
Correct.
Okay. Just in terms of the criteria for granting area variance, I'm just going to go through.
Okay.
And basically, we've covered most of it already, but just to be sure that we've covered. And if I answer, if anybody on the board would wish to disagree with me, please do so. And would you please note in the minutes that I say that?
Well, that's important.
Well, yeah, I don't want to read these minutes in 5 years, not that they will necessarily, but long after I'm gone, I said, well, that handles it.
He just told them what they were doing, that's what they did.
Okay, the first requirement is that the strict application of said dimensions requirements would result in specified practical difficulty to the applicant. And I mean, you've got lots of land otherwise to put a shed on, but it wouldn't do you much good for getting your snow blower out.
No, absolutely not.
That's the specified practical difficulty for you. The next is how substantial the requested variance is in relation to the requirements. You know, it's a 25% relief, and I don't think that's substantial.
I would call that modest. I would call that reasonable.
Especially given the situation with the narrow lots. Third is that the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue, which is kind of one in three or similar, but I don't see any other alternative. The fourth is that there will be no substantial change in the character of that neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining properties. And I agree with Kevin, you know, driving around, there's a lot of sheds and a lot of outbuildings and things like that. They're fine, and I think this will be fine. And the fifth is that the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purposes chapter to the property in the district in which the property is located or otherwise conflict with the description or purpose of the district. The objectives or any plan or policy of the town that the variance requested is a minimum variance which would alleviate the specific practical difficulty found by the Zoning Board of Appeals to affect the applicant. I think that it suits it, it meets that criteria. Seems to be duplicative of all the other criteria. But anyways, so that was having reviewed the five criteria, and have not heard anything from the public, to close a public hearing, and entertain any discussion or a motion.
I'm going to say, I was going to make a motion that we approve the appeal number 846, giving Ms. Hanna the 3-foot side relief, side setback relief she's requesting.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion? Can you pull the board, please?
Matthew Manning?
Aye.
Gerhard Engel?
Yes.
Aye. Kathleen Simmons?
Good job.
Yes.
Kevin Elms?
Yes.
Justin Farrell?
Yes.
Very good.
That was easy.
I can still be jealous. And Scott can get his pad, his delivery.
Yeah, I'm around schedule.
Okay. A motion to adjourn?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're done.
Yep, you're all set.
Well, it's going to be delivered. Okay.